Good evening, everyone. I hope you put them babies to bed, because for the next 30 minutes, my goal is to relax your mind and body. Please take a moment to grab your drink or smoke of choice while we hear from our sponsors before we get started. Good evening, my little vibers. This is Shay. Of course, you all know that. Before we get started with today's episode, I just want to give a special shout out once again to Left Hand Creations. My daughter's birthday party was this past Saturday, and the owner, founder, CEO, Deshae Ingram, really helped me out with the customization of the adult gifts and the kid gifts. So I just want to give her a special shout out. She's very new. It's with the customization part of it. She does have a separate business called Different is Power. I want you guys to, whenever you have a free moment, check that out and let her know that her big sister sent you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started with tonight's episode. And I want to talk a little bit about the horrible topic of ghosting. Why do we do that? Why in this day and age does the generation feel like that we just need to abruptly stop talking to the person who we've entertained for however many years, months, days, hours? Like, why can't we just say, hey, you know, I thought this situation was going to be different. You're not necessarily what I'm looking for. But like, people, I think they find it easier to ghost people because they don't know how to use their words. Okay, we all have to dig deep, use our adult words. When we were little, all we wanted to do was be adults. And now we're here, we don't know how to handle it. So we got to stop ghosting people. It is not fair to, you know, have to be talking to someone, man, woman, or whatever, and to not tell them why all of a sudden you're just not taking their calls anymore, their text messages. I think everybody deserves to know why. I mean, if I'm talking to somebody who I've met, however I met them, and you know, we're talking for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden, randomly, he just stops messaging me, or he just stops calling or answering my calls. I think that just for my mental state, I think that I deserve to know why, and he should have a reason. Or even if he doesn't have a reason, he could just be like, you know what? I'm not necessarily looking for exactly what you're looking for, and I don't want to hold you up from the next person. So I think that it's just in our best, it's just in our best to just end it kind of where it is. And I would highly respect a man if he came to me that way versus me calling him and texting him and, you know, wondering what I did wrong, or wondering, you know, is he with the bullshit, or maybe he got another woman. And, you know, I don't want to think negatively when I'm entertaining dates, or, you know, I'm hanging out with somebody. I don't want to think that it's another woman. So fellas, don't have women thinking that it's another person, because the minute something changes in our everyday routine when dating or in a relationship, that person, their mind typically goes to the most negative thing that they can think of. And that sucks that, you know, we do that, but it happens. And ladies, y'all not out the water either. You know, these men deserve to know, you know, what did he do wrong? You know, what are you not enjoying his company, or was he not the guy that you were thinking he was? Because when you date someone, you're typically interviewing. You know, dating to me is an interview process. It can go for a long period of time, or it could be a very short interview process. I've had a very short interview process with a couple of men here in St. Louis. But all in all, we deserve to know. You know, I mean, you don't have to be an asshole about it. And I don't think it's something that deserves a text message. I think that's the shadiest shit ever to send somebody a text message like, I don't know if this is gonna work out, so don't call me. I won't answer your calls. The end. No, just like you had the energy to approach me, or you had the energy to message me on whatever dating app or whatever we were on, and ask for my number. You should have that same energy to say, hey, look, I'm just not quite sure that this is working out in the way that I needed to. Or to say, maybe this is moving a little too fast for me, and I wasn't looking for a relationship, or whatever your reasons are. Just don't leave someone hanging. And I'm not even saying that because I'm going through it. Like, I'm not going through this, but I've seen two people so far on Facebook, in the single space group page that I'm in, and they were complaining about being ghosted. So I just felt like, yeah, this is a topic that we need to discuss. I mean, in like nowadays, it just feels like it's the easiest thing to do. I mean, of course, yeah, now it has a name. It is the easiest thing to do, is just ghost somebody. But what happens when you're in love and you're head over heels with someone, and then they ghost you? Like, you wouldn't like that. So why the fuck? Like, why do we even have to have this conversation? Men, if she's not what you want, say that. If something that she does bothers you, say that. Or else, how will you know if this could be, if this could potentially go to the next level? Because maybe she's doing something that you don't like, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, I need to stop talking to her because I don't like this shit. Maybe you just need to bring it up. And she could say, you know what? I didn't realize I was doing that. Okay, I'll make sure I check that next time. Like, these conversations could be so freaking easy. And just sometimes people make them, they make them come across like it's so difficult to just have a conversation. I think, like I said once before in a previous episode, we rely on way too much non-communication, i.e. text message. Like, sometimes things don't deserve a text. Sometimes they actually deserve you to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, look, I got something I need to talk to you about. Just want to get your thoughts, your opinion. Maybe we can work this out. Maybe we can't, and we just go our separate ways. And either way, that's okay. But leaving someone that you've entertained for however long you've entertained them and not saying anything is probably the worst feeling in the world. So let's stop doing it, please. Just for everybody's mental health. Just if you're not feeling like it's going anywhere, just say that. And with that being said, I'd like to hear some of you guys' ghosting stories. If you've ever ghosted somebody, please send me a DM. I want to know the story, why, how, and what that person's response was. Or if you're someone who has been ghosted, tell me that too. Like, I want to hear both sides of it, men and women. Let me know some of your horrible or funniest ghosting moments, whether you were the ghoster or the ghostee. I want to know, and I will read your emails on the next episode because I'm sure everybody else wants to hear. And just so you guys know, this will be a very short episode this week just because this has been a crazy weekend for me. It was my daughter's 10th birthday party and 10th birthday Saturday, this past Saturday. So I am literally still recovering. So don't beat me up. Don't be mad if this is not the 30-minute episode that you wanted. I'm sorry, but I need like some rest. And the fact of the matter is that, I should have recorded this days before her party just to kind of make sure that I had enough content to fill a 30-minute slot. But please work with me, y'all. I'm trying. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'll dig up some other goodies that we could talk about. All right, see you in a minute. We are back, and while we were on break, I was thinking, what can I tell my vibers to entertain them for the second half of the show? So I kind of came up with something. I was thinking maybe I should share, if I could speak, share a story of something that's either happened to me directly or happened to someone I know. And instead of putting my people's business out there, I figure I'd share a story of something that happened to me. Now, when I was younger, things would happen to me all the time. And now, since I've been a mom these past 10 years, I've just been super laid back, low key, try to keep myself out of other people's drama and all of that. But I don't know how. Sometimes I still get caught up in the fucking rapture. So I am going to share a story. And this directly has something to do with me. This is not a friend. This was me. And I also want you guys to, if you have stories, to send them to me. You can send them either through the voice message link that is on this podcast episode's details or detailed episode. And or you can send it through DM on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is at my voice my vibe as always. So before I get started with my story, I will say this, fellas, if you have a female friend, who, okay, let me start over. Let's say you have a female friend. If this person is truly a friend and you cannot answer her phone calls in front of your girlfriend, then maybe you should either A, be single, or B, not have female friends. I'll just put that out there before we get started. So I am not going to use the other person's real name, so I'll give him a fake name, and I'll say his fake name is John. Just to kind of protect him, just in case anybody knows him. So, one day, I don't even want to say when this happened. I mean, it was recent. So let's just say one day recently, I was taking my daughter to get her hair braided, and it was about maybe 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Just because when she gets her hair done, I want her to be the first customer, and so we could have the rest of the day to do whatever it is we got to do. So I took her to get her hair braided by this girl in St. Louis. And I noticed that I had a low tire on my truck. So I am not a mechanic. I don't know how to deal with cars and trucks, and when lights pop on and flash, I panic because I literally don't know how to deal with that. And this was like a Saturday morning, so of course nobody's really open. So I went to Quick Trip and was thinking, okay, let me just put some air in my tire and we can just kind of go on from there. So put the air in my tire and the light showing me on my dashboard that I had a low tire never went off, because that's usually when I stop putting the air in the tire. So I was thinking, oh man, I don't really know why this light isn't going off or whatever. So I call a friend. It actually was a guy that I was previously dating, and he didn't answer his phone. Now, him and I had had plans on meeting up that morning anyway, but he didn't answer his phone. Which I guess I shouldn't really be surprised, because he normally doesn't really answer when I call, which is another story we'll get into on another time. So because he didn't call, I called another friend who didn't live all that far away from where I was at the Quick Trip, and he is a mechanic. So I called him, he answered the phone, and he's like, oh yeah. I was like, well, do you have a tire pressure gauge? Because I'm thinking, okay, I've been told in the past before that I need to keep one of those in my car. Never have. So at this point in time, I'm thinking if he has one, if he could let me borrow it, I could see what the hell is going on. So he told me he didn't have one. He had one at work, and if I wanted to meet him up at his job, that I could, Well, I didn't want to stray too far away from where my daughter was getting her hair braided at this braider's house. So I was just like, no, don't worry about it. I'll figure out something. So I got off the phone with him and I made one final call to a really, really good friend of mine. Well, I'm gonna take like two reallys off. A friend of mine or someone who I thought was a friend, and we'll call him John. His name is not John, but we'll call him John. And he actually lived the closest, but because it was so early in the morning, I didn't want to call him first. So I called him, he didn't answer. At this point in time, it's like maybe 7 o'clock, 7:15 in the morning. And I was thinking, okay, I'm pretty sure he's asleep, which is weird because he usually gets up around this time every day, Monday through Friday. Don't matter what's going on for the day or whatever, his ass is usually up by 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. But I wanted to get my tire situation dealt with before I picked my daughter up from the braider's house. And I was like, crap. So I called him back. I called John back again. I gave it a couple seconds and I called him back. He still didn't answer. So I was like, freak. So I'm pretty sure I said fuck, but I was just sitting kind of at the in the Quick Trip parking lot, just hoping that somebody will call me, come rescue me. So John called back and I was like, cool, he's woke. So I was like, hey, do you have a tire gauge? And he was like, yeah, I got one. It's not at my house, it's down at one of my other houses in the city. So I was like, crap. And so of course I give him a hard time all the time anyway, because to me he's like a semi hoarder. He has everything that you could think of, random or not, in his house. So the fact that he did not have a tire gauge just kind of fucked me up. Like, dude, you got everything. So he was like, well, wait, maybe I might have one in my garage. Let me go check. Keep in mind, I wanted to get my tire situation fixed because the very next day, my sister and I were driving to Texas. So that kind of gives you the time frame of when this was. We were in Texas like maybe 2, 3 weeks ago. So, he went in his garage and was like, oh yeah, I got one. Here it is. So I was like, okay, cool. I said, I'm at the Quick Trip by your house. So I'm actually, in my mind, I wanted him to come up to the Quick Trip because I wanted him to put the gas in the tire and to check the tire pressure because I have a fear that a tire will blow up in my face if I put too much air in it. And I just avoid that shit like the plague. So he was like, well, I'm at home, so you can come over and get it. His house was literally 5, 6 minutes away from the gas station that I was at. So I was very close to him. So I'm like, okay, here I come. So I'm driving to his house and I get this unknown number that comes across my phone. When I say unknown, I mean unknown, like the number is not stored in my phone. It wasn't like somebody star 67 or whatever like that. It was just the number was not stored in my phone. So my immediate thought was, oh crap, this is probably the girl who's braiding my daughter's hair, calling to tell me something. And I was hesitant on answering it at first, but I'm like, okay, it could be something emergency, so I need to answer it. So I answered the phone. And at this point in time, I am two stoplights away from my friend John's house. So I answer the phone. And this woman is on the phone. And of course, I'm still thinking it has to be the lady who's braiding my daughter's hair. So the very first thing she said was, I don't normally do this, but, and then like in my mind, time stood still. And so I went from thinking it was the girl who was braiding my daughter's hair to, oh crap. It's this guy who I'm talking to. It's probably his girlfriend. And keep in mind, he's told me he didn't have a girlfriend. He's been single for like 2 years. But because he's so different now, I just felt like the girl was like calling me, telling me that
I'm fucking with her man or whatever like that. Again, women, when different things happen, and women just take it to the extreme. They think of the most negative things sometimes. And men, y'all notorious for doing that too. But listen to my story. So of course I'm thinking it's this guy who I'm talking to, and we'll call him Troy. So I'm thinking it's Troy's girlfriend, which he's told me he doesn't have once again. And I was thinking, when I see his ass, I'm gonna fuck him up, because he been telling me he's single this whole time, and this bitch calling my phone talking about him or whatever like that. So once I snap back into reality, I'm listening to what this girl is saying. So she's like, "I don't normally do this, but I've been seeing your number in my man's phone. And when I ask him who you are, he just say that you're just a friend, but he's very secretive, and I just need to know what's going on." So at this point in time, I think about what I have done so far that morning. I've called three men that morning, and it's probably one of these men's girlfriends. So I was like, okay, she keeps going on and on before she even tell me who she's talking about. So at some point in time, probably maybe 2 or 3 minutes of her rambling on, I just interrupt and say, "I'm sorry, who is your man?" And so she says, "John." So of course I wanted to bust out in fucking laughter, because I've been knowing John for like 15, 16 years. And him and I had used to mess around and talk years ago, but just decided to just be cordial, and you know that a relationship or a sexual relationship would never come about between us. But often he does, you know, make sexual innuendos to me, and I just kind of play the shit off. I'm like, whatever. But he never told me he was in a relationship. And the crazy thing about it was, like, 2 days prior to this incident, he asked me to come over to his house and just hang out. Because, you know, this particular guy, him and I watch anime together. And we'll sit up and drink wine and watch anime and just be hella cool about it. When I want to kind of get away or get out the house, his house is usually one of the ones that I go over. And he's never mentioned having a girlfriend. So she's like, "Yeah, him and I've been talking for a few for some years now." And so I'm thinking, years? Well, I've been talking to him. I've been knowing him for at least 15 years. So, and I don't ever remember you. And of course, she said her name was Shay. So she's like, "You know, I've been seeing your number come across his phone. And when I asked who you are, he just said you were just a friend." And I had to reiterate to her, "Yeah, I am just a friend. There's nothing going on between, you know, John and I." So she's like, "Well, yeah, I saw you call twice this morning and he didn't answer." And I was like, "I don't know." Keep in mind, I'm still driving to his house. So at this point in time, she's still talking. I pull up in front of his house, and I see his front door open, and he's letting his puppy outside. So she was connected to the Bluetooth in my car, so I hurry up and unconnected it and walked up to his, like, tried to run up to his door. So when I got to his door, I pointed to him so he could look at my phone. So he looked at my phone and was like shaking his head, like, no. He never said no, but he was shaking his head no. And I had her on speakerphone so he could hear that his girlfriend was on the phone with me. So he was just like, no. Kind of doing the hand cutthroat kind of symbol under the chin, basically telling me, "Hang up, no." So the girl was like, "Yeah, because I'm over here. And I noticed that it was a black truck in his driveway." So I said, "Oh, are you in this black truck?" And she was like, "No, I'm pulling up right now." So he gives me the tire gauge, and I immediately was like, "I'm not with this shit. I haven't I'm not dealing with this shit. I'm not getting ready to listen to you or get into it with you and your girlfriend. I'm out." So as I'm walking to my truck, she pulls behind me and kind of on his front lawn. And keep in mind, y'all, it's like 7 in the morning. So it's, you know, it's quiet in his neighborhood and everybody's in the house still sleeping. She jumps out of her car, and I don't know about anybody else, but I carry a loaded weapon on me at all times. I don't care where the fuck I'm going. It's on me. It's either in my fanny pack that's usually across my chest, or it's in my holster that is across my waist. So I always have a loaded weapon on me at all times. And she ran up on me. On this particular day, I had my loaded weapon in my holster. Well, not my holster, but my fanny pack that was across my chest. So as she's running up, I unzip my fanny pack because I don't know what to expect. All I know is that this woman called me. She's upset because she sent my number in her boyfriend's phone. And she just quickly drove her car basically on his lawn, and she jumped out. Door, her front, her driver's side door is still open. She just jumped out, and she's now running up to us. So I unzipped my fanny pack to get my gun out, and she runs over towards him. And so she's cursing him out. She's going off on him. He's trying to explain to her, she just came over here for a tire gauge. Tell her what you came over here for. So I was like, look, John, I ain't got shit to do with that. Let me get the fuck up out of here, because this is not my fight. You ain't my man. It ain't even no reason why I need to be doing this with you. Or, yeah, this early in the goddamn morning. So I get in my car. I sit there for a minute because, you know, John and I are cool. I want to make sure that he okay. I don't want her to be trying to fight him and or him trying to fight her, or the situation get out of hand in any kind of way. So I sat there for a little minute. And honestly, I'm in shock. I've never been in a physical situation where somebody rolled up on me for their man. Not that I'm scared, but I need to know, or I want to make sure that this is just a verbal thing, that he's not going to hit her, she's not going to hit him. He's never come across to me as a abuser. He's never abused me in the time that I knew him or the time that I had dealings with him. And I don't know of any other woman who he's abused. But I just want to make sure that things don't escalate more than what they are. So I sit there for a couple minutes more trying to explain to her, you know, John and I have literally nothing going on. We used to talk years ago. And I believe that he did not tell me that he had a girlfriend because he knew that I would have ended our friendship. Because a lot of times when men and women get together, the new woman doesn't understand or can't understand that the man is still friends with his ex. And because of that, I just tend to just remove myself out of those situations. So I think that was the reason why he had not told me that he had a girlfriend, because I would have just been like, all right, cool, I'm out, bye. So I snapped back into reality and was like, okay, Shay, you need to get the fuck up out of here. You got shit to do and you need to tend to your damn tire. So I left, went to the Quick Trip, and this girl called me back. So before I even answered, I was thinking, should I even listen to this shit that this bitch saying? Because what do you have to tell me? I mean, honestly, what do we have to talk about? You said everything you needed to say. There's nothing more you need to say to me. You need to have a conversation with your boyfriend who is leaving out information to you. So I answered and I was like, you know, yeah, what's up? And she was like, I just wanted to apologize. I'm not that kind of person. And I was like, well, I left because one, it's hella early in the morning and it's too early for all this drama. And two, I don't involve myself in other people's relationship that had nothing to do with me. And if John would have told me he had a girlfriend, I would not have continued to be his friend. So I explained to her my reason and she was like, I know, but he's so secretive and I've seen your number come up a few times and he not answer it. And he would just tell me that you're just a friend. I said, because I am. I don't know why he didn't tell you or tell me about you. I mean, that would have been nice because, you know, I hang out with him. Him and I are cool. I called him because I'm having some car problems and I knew that he was woke. And she was just like, yeah, but it was just crazy how he waited until after I left to call you back. And I just knew something was up. I'm late to work. And if he don't want to do right by me, then he should just leave me alone. And the girl was really pretty. She was a pretty young lady, but she just, it just seemed to me that she just had enough. And she just needed confirmation about what the hell their relationship was going to amount to. And he should have been openly honest with her. Now, I could have told her that, you know, her boyfriend does call me sometimes and text me and he be on some real sexual shit and I never entertain the shit, but it wasn't even my place. If he want to continue playing games with these women who he come across, then I'll let him do that and then his fate will be sealed. But all in all, I think I did exactly what I was supposed to do, and that was just to get the fuck up out of there. And after that, I was just like, you know what? Men, if you can't answer your female friend's phone calls in front of your girlfriend, then you just don't need a girlfriend, or you just don't need to have female friends, because you can't be honest. And that's just like my advice. And that doesn't only just go for men, women too. If you have a male friend and you can't answer your male friend phone calls in front of your man, then don't have a male friend or don't have a boyfriend. Because they should know who your friends are. There should be no question about who your friends are and what their intentions are. Because honestly, between John and I think I use the term friend a little too loosely. I mean, I guess I call him friend because we've been knowing each other for so long, but no, that guy, yeah, I won't get deep into it, but I don't think that men, if they truly do have females as friends, they wouldn't be so sexual in their conversations. And John can be pretty sexual in the conversations. And I have to remind him, look, you ain't on the same shit I'm on. I ain't even looking at you in that kind of light. So let's just not even have that conversation. And then he gets upset and then I don't hear from him for like another 2 or 3 weeks. And then he randomly called me like, hey, you want to watch anime? And I'm like, okay. So choose wisely who you want your friends to be. Men and women, especially if you have a friend of the opposite sex. And don't hesitate to introduce that person to your spouse, significant other, because you want to avoid situations like that at all costs. Nobody deserves to have to be late for work because they have trust issues because you haven't been honest. So again, choose your friends wisely and just be honest in your relationship. Now, this podcast has gone over 30 minutes, so let me go ahead and wrap it up. Keep in mind, my Twitter handle is at @myvoicemyvibe. And if you have any horror dating stories or any other kind of stories that you think you want shared on my podcast, please, please, please leave a voice message or DM me on Twitter and I'll make sure to read your story on the next episode. Until then, have an enjoyable evening. Make sure the lines of communication are very open between you and your significant other, and we'll meet back next Monday around the same time. Peace.